listening to another episode of Bleed Black and Gold, a Bruins podcast presented by the Boston Sports Syndicate. Michael Travers bringing it to you. Alongside me, as always, Ryan Daly and Wabba Plays. Wabba, we'll start with you. How the hell's it going?
Hello, I'm good. The Bruins are good.
Ish.
And Toronto can go kick rocks, and they're going downhill. Love it.
Ryan, how are you?
Oh, good. It's been way too long since we recorded.
Yeah. All right. If I can feel the subtle jabs already, why don't you take it easy over there?
Well, I mean, you did in our last episode that said you were going to make us pay for the next month about talking crap about you when we had Fresh Fun Freddy on. I didn't think you were just going to take a month off.
Yeah,
that's how you were going to make us pay. Like,
yeah. I went
ghosted
full,
us. I went full. I'm
too good for you guys. I'm just not going to be around.
Full 18-year-old me just said, you know what? I'm not talking to you guys. Screw that. I don't even want to talk to you anymore.
Well, you're not in my birthday party, so we'll get back.
So the last time that we talked about the All-Star game. So it's been a
13 years.
A month? Yeah. Month and a half? When was the All-Star game? February something, right?
February like 6th or 7th, I think. So it's been over a month.
That's fine.
Not much has happened, so it's not a, we really.
Yeah, no.
February was February 5th, so not much has happened. It's been 5 weeks. Well, February's a short month, so it's only been 4 weeks. February's a short month, so it's only been 4 weeks. So the Bruins have played, obviously, a handful of games. There's been some major topics, so we'll talk about, obviously, the upcoming trade deadline. We're going to talk about Tuukka Rask's retirement. We're going to talk about the Brad Marchand suspension, since we hadn't even gotten there yet. And then just overall outlook of the game. So. Or of the Bruins, I'm sorry. So we'll save the trade deadline stuff for last. I think that's going to be a big chunk. So let's talk about let's start with Brad Marchand's suspension. I feel like it's old news, but we still hadn't talked about it. But let's start there. So obviously, God, I don't even know if I can remember who he freaking hit at this point.
Was it Casey DeSmith or Trish and Jerry?
Oh no, this is why we need to meet more than just once a month, Wabba. Because...
Well, oh, okay, it's my fault. You can find me every day at Twitch. No.
God. Tristan Jarry.
He punched him in the face because he said, what do you think about that save?
Yeah, it was Tristan Jarry, who he knifed with a hockey stick and then tried to punch in the face. So he gets a 6-game suspension. He tries to appeal it. Tries to get it cut in half. He served 3 games and then said, I'm done here. I want to appeal it. And Gary Bettman said, too bad. You're a loser. Full 6 games. So, first off, your thoughts just on the whole thing as a whole. We'll start with Ryan and just how you – like, your thoughts on the whole event. That's what the whole thing is just an event.
I mean, if you recall the start of that, the beginning of that game, Jarry was going to flip a puck over the glass, and Marshy went and, like, knocked it off his stick and, like, wouldn't allow him to. So that's kind of, I think, where it all started. I mean, yeah, did Marshy lose his temper and shouldn't have done that? Absolutely. But, like, come on, this whole, like, you know, getting suspended because of his reputation where he, I mean, yeah, I know he's done some stupid, you can bleep me out on this one, this year, but like, I mean, he's been clean the last couple seasons, but they just keep, you know, going back to, you know, his past and punishing him for that, which I don't know if I agree with that, but maybe just because I'm biased, I'm a Bruins fan. But I love how Gary Bettman decided that he was going to make his decision on the appeal after Marshy was sat out his 4th game or 5th game. They're like, oh, no, we'll just uphold it. And he's like, okay, I have to sit out one more game, and then I'm back. And then the Bruins, ever since they've been back, the Bruins have been on a heater.
Wabba, your thoughts on the just the whole play in general.
Just bungus. I mean, it was dumb by him. Like, dude, like, just don't – it was so, like, low-value play. Like, I understand there's a time to get under people's skin. When you're losing by that much, you know, game's over. I think it was – silly. I mean, more happens. Like, Matthews cross-checked someone's neck and got 2 games of Marching. It's like, we say it all the time. They have no idea what they're doing over there at the Department of Player Safety. Like, they have, like, they're like the weather people where they just say, like, whatever. And then, like, who knows what's going to happen. And not to mention, they're more like, the American justice system is less biased than they are. Someone doesn't commit a crime and then you like have somebody like watch them and like arrest them like for like maybe doing something or like maybe like someone goes to jail for jaywalking and then you go on the sidewalk like, well, you're pretty close to jaywalking again. No! But how come in the NHL it's like, oh man, well, remember that thing you did 15 years ago? There's like no statute of limitations.
So there is supposed
to
be.
Where does it end? I'm surprised they're not calling him for you know something he did when he was six in the Pee Wees.
There is supposed to be a statute of limitation on I want to say it's like three, is it 3 years? Correct me if I'm wrong there, but if you have a clean slate in 3 years, then your whole stuff resets. If you don't get a suspension, everything resets. I want to say it might be 3 or 5 years.
Why are they treating it like 3 decades? The man wasn't born, and they're already yelling at him for things his dad did. Like, dude, your dad got a high stick in 80, you know, 38.
38? I don't know. Old dad. That might be a grandfather at that point.
Grandpa, yeah, right. I don't know. When was hockey invented?
Might be a grandfather at that point.
1638,
yeah,
Columbus.
Yeah. No, you know something? I think 6 games is too much for what happened. Obviously, I don't even think that's up for question. But you talk about how, you know, just happened. Just yesterday, Matthews gets the cross-check and gets 2 games. If Marchand had just punched him – no, 2 things go into this. If Marchand had just punched him in the head, he definitely would have got less games. But then he went back at him and tried to knife him. So there's that. When you try and poke somebody in the face with your stick and you try and spear somebody, that's a suspension in and of itself. Punching a goalie is probably a suspension, but that's the bigger picture here is that it was a goalie. Like, he went after a goalie. You can't do that. You can't do that. And I'll tell you what, I don't think they've played yet. Have they played again yet? I don't think so.
No, they haven't.
So whenever they play again, you probably April 16th they play again. You probably want to circle that one. It's at home, so that'll help him. It's a day game. It's a 12:30 start at home. But you probably want to circle that one because I'm sure someone is going to be coming for him. So you add the two together, it's a goalie, and he tried to knife him. Now, I say knife. Obviously, he's not. He didn't pull a knife on him. He just tried to.
They're treating it like he did.
Slit his throat. So you know what? So you look at the two by itself. So you're punching a goalie and you're trying to spear somebody. You're probably looking at a 4-game suspension right there. So they're over by a couple games. Then that is the reputation. The extra 2 games there. Now you're gonna nitpick over 2 games. Like, could you argue that trying to spear somebody could be more games? Could have been maybe you got 4 for that and 2 for punching. I think the argument could be made, but for the NHL to come out and say Bettman said that he upheld it because he's a repeat offender. It's like, yeah, you know something, that's getting old to me, calling Marchand a repeat offender. You know, he got suspended for slew footing Ekman Larson, which in a play that I feel you see 4 times a game. I really do.
Oh, easy.
I really do. I feel like you see that play happen 4 times a game, but because it's Marchand, it's on him. I mean, PK Subban made a career off of it.
Yeah, he does it fortnightly.
Yeah, yeah, so.
I quit.
Fortnightly.
You know those calendars that have the words of the day?
Yeah.
Check off Monday.
Yeah, well, good job. Proud of you. God, I completely lost my train of thought. So I think Marchand in and of itself, the repeat offender thing is, it's getting old. That being said, I want you to imagine for 5 seconds that Tom Wilson did this to Tuukka Rask before he retired. The uproar, it would be like the time Chara almost killed Pacioretty and the Montreal police were looking for him. that's what it would be like here if Tom Wilson had done it to Tuukka. If Tom Wilson did it to anybody, everyone would be up in arms. So in that regard, I say, you know what, I don't know. Yes, 6 games is a lot, but I don't know that it's like completely off base with the way that the NHL operates or does things.
Well, the player union was backing him up, wasn't it? Like
they have to.
Yeah, well, but. I haven't seen a suspension get involved like that. Not that it's a huge to do, but it was just weird how it's like, I don't know, 6 games is a lot. And I don't remember the last time I saw something like that. You know, was it dumb? Yeah. Like, he shouldn't have done that, but at the same time, a little excessive, in my opinion, especially considering other people do that and there's not even a whistle. So, again, my problem is, make it consistent. If he gets 6, Or if that's a, what he did was a penalty, why is the thing that the other guy does during the other game? It's just, there's so little oversight. And I think that kind of gets at people's tailpipe.
The bigger picture here, to me, like, it sucks that the NHL gave him a six-game suspension because it overruled the fact that it was just dumb. It was just an absolute lapse of maturity, absolute lapse of, I don't want to say characteristics, but it was just it just was a complete lapse of his standard. Like at this point he's wearing an A most games. Hey man, you gotta act like it. Like I understand that you're hot tempered. I understand that you know things happen. But one of you said, I can't remember who said, I think it was Wava, said the game was over. It might have been Ryan. What you guys said, the game was over. Like it didn't matter what was going on at that point. There was what, 3 seconds left. You're down by two. None of that matters. Like let it go. Who cares if he asked about how you liked his save? Who cares? Who cares? Like yeah, okay, yeah, nice save, cool. We'll see you in the playoffs. Or yeah,
and
nice save.
A good chirp.
Like, hey, like, oh, what'd you think of that save? Like, oh, cool. Me taking the puck off your stick behind the net before you threw a puck to a fan was a lot better. So, like, throw something out there. Like, I don't know. It just seems like it was dumb. It was a complete and utter stupidity. And I do feel like we always say every time he does something done, hopefully he learned his lesson. Hopefully it won't happen again. But the thing is if he doesn't play with that edge, is he as good as he is?
Yeah, hopefully he doesn't learn. Like that bite that he has.
I know. You can't. If that happens towards the end of the season and you miss playoff games because of that, like that's bad. That'll put your team in real jeopardy.
I don't think they would at the end of the season. But no, I get what you mean.
I don't know. I think it was a dumb play and he paid the price for it.
No, I agree. I mean, it was stupid. That sounds like something Goldberg from the Mighty Ducks would say. Like, is it for real?
I think people are more disappointed in him for getting tilted over that than they were the 6-game suspension. Because when that came out, it's like, hey, how do you like that save? It's like, really? That ticked you off? People are here talking about you and your, you know, mom, I'm sure, I don't know, I assume hockey players, like 14-year-olds in Call of Duty. I don't know. Like, that's what gets under your skin? Okay. Like, I don't know. I think that's where people were like, I thought you were better than this. Not the fact that you hit someone in the face with your stick or went after someone, but the fact that that's what set you over the edge.
I'm thinking maybe he was still a little hot by not getting an all-star nod. His first game back from the break. Maybe he was still a little drunk. Maybe he drank a little too much. He went on vacation, had a few too many Mai Tais or something on the beach, and you know was still a little fired up from that. Missing the all-star game. I mean, who knows? Who knows? But it's just it can't happen. If you're going to wear an A, I'm sorry, it can't happen. Not to say that you can't chirp players or you can't – like I don't hate the fact that he tried to – knocked the puck away and didn't let him throw it to a Pittsburgh fan. Like, I don't hate that. I don't love it because if it was a kid, then that kind of sucks for the kid. But you know, I don't necessarily hate it. Like, it's his barn. He wants to set the precedent. Okay, fine. Like, I get that. But you can't get suspended, man. You can't. And at this point, you have to know that the league is targeting you. Like, they're waiting for you to have your next screw up. They're waiting for you to do the next dumb thing. So you just can't do it. You can't. You have to turn a better cheek. Turn your nose up at them.
Turn a better cheek.
Turn the other cheek. Is that the same? What does it say?
You're literally paraphrasing Big J.
I don't know who
But, you know, it's fine.
I don't know who Big J is.
The Super J.
I don't know who that
Jesus.
Is.
Jesus.
Who?
Jesus.
Jesus? Jesus? McDavid said that? I don't remember that.
McJeezy?
McJesus?
Young Jeezy?
How did we get here?
Zoomers have no idea who that artist is.
It's just Jeezy now. He's not young anymore. That's not a joke. That's dead serious. He dropped
really?
The young. He's just, yeah. If you look for his music now, it's just Jeezy.
What age does he become old Jeezy?
I don't know.
Is that going to happen? Little Bow Wow is going to be Big Bow Wow?
Well, no, Little Bow Wow dropped a little. He just became Bow Wow.
What is happening? I can't believe I'm finding out about this from you guys of all people.
That was like 15. Bow Wow's like 60 now. Like, that was like 15 years ago he dropped a little. Seriously. Well, it's a serious question. Because you think all the I'm not getting into this, but you think about all the rappers now that have all the lils. Like, when do you not become Lil anymore?
Yeah.
They say it's a big? Big Bow Wow? Big Jeezy? No, it would be old Jeezy. It would be old Jeezy. That's better.
Maybe we should ask him.
Anyway, yeah, tweet him. Anyway. Tuukka Rask retires. Tuukka Rask blows out his knee or hip or whatever again. Can't play goalie anymore and calls it quits from the NHL. Surprised, shocked, happy with the way they handled it. Happy they gave him a chance. Unhappy. What are we thinking? Waba, start with you.
I am disappointed it happened. Obviously, it's out of his control. The heart was willing, but the body was not. And he got his shot, and unfortunately, he didn't play out the way that anybody wanted to. He's, you know, an elite goalie when he's at 100%, and unfortunately, he wasn't at 100%. I will say, it was incredibly depressing to see Swayman and Ullmark's tweets and interactions with each other or without each other.
While Swayman was in Providence.
Yeah, they were like doing the hugs by themselves, and I know it was really sad.
That makes my heart warm watching them have to do it by themselves. take your corniness out of here.
Trav just wants to see everything burn.
Pain. Trav's going and cheering the Providence game.
Trav just wants the Bruins to lose so he doesn't have to see the hug.
Yeah, seriously, you aren't kidding. I went to the Kings game. I was rooting for them to lose, and sure enough, they did. But.
Thanks to your fault.
Yeah, it's all my fault.
Too bad about Tuukka. I know he's well-liked. Well, I want to say well-liked. People should well-like him, but, you know, it's always – I never like to see when someone is forced to retire because they're unable to perform. I think that's very sad for an athlete. I'm sure it's very hard on them, but I think he did the right thing by stepping away.
Ryan, do you have any other thoughts on it or no?
I'm glad he got a shot to kind of see if he could do it again. I mean, I think, if COVID didn't kind of ruin it and he was able to kind of get the proper development down in Providence that he needed, maybe things would have been different, but maybe this is just the end, you know, maybe his hips just weren't there anymore. Maybe those hips just don't lie.
So Shakira. So the only thing that I will say I disagree on is that I don't necessarily know that the stint in Providence would have made a difference because – I feel as though it's the one position on the ice that you can't fake. Like what I mean by that is like if you're a forward or you're a defenseman, you can kind of skate at 50%. You can kind of skate at 75%. You can kind of let your legs start like slowly start up. I mean, you do it basically every single game where you start out, you're warming up, you're stretching, and I feel like if you're a forward and you're playing down the AHL, you can maybe play at 60%. You can maybe play at 75%. You don't have to necessarily rile it up to 100%. In net, I still think you're still pushing off. You're still going post to post. The game might not quite be as fast, but you're still making the saves. Like just because the pass is half a second slower through the slot, you're still pushing out there. You're still getting out there. You're doing the same things that you would be doing if you're playing net. So I don't know that it necessarily affected his recovery because I feel like honestly, if he did that, he may have never made it back to a Bruins uniform. He may have never been able to play another game in a Bruins uniform if he did his recovery. So I think that it was at first I thought they might have mishandled, but the more I thought about it, I think that it was fine because I think it was destined to happen either way. And I think that, like I said, if they did play him in Providence, he might have never made it back. So it was nice to at least see him in the uniform one last time. And it was nice that he retires a Bruin. Very, very unfortunate that he, you know, it's because he's not physically unable to perform, but it is nice that what he did happen as a Bruin. It's nice that he wasn't healthy to start the year and he couldn't sign with, who knows, San Jose or LA or something like that and not finish his career as a Bruin. So stick taps to him, I guess. But the big question. So the Bruins are honoring him coming up here. April 1st, I want to say. They're honoring him. I could be wrong there. Are they retiring his jersey or just honoring him?
Just honoring him.
Two-part question. Is he a Hall of Famer? Will they retire his jersey?
I say yes to both.
Wow. April 2nd. Not April 1st. They don't play April 1st. April 2nd.
They definitely will retire his number in Boston, for sure. I mean, he has the numbers. I mean, I think he's the most winningest goalie in
Correct.
In the Bruins franchise. I mean, he has the accolades throughout the NHL. He's a Stanley Cup winner. He's won Vezina. You know, he, you know, multiple Vezina runner-up. But I know for goalies, it's a lot harder to be inducted to the Hall of Fame than, say, a skater. If he doesn't get in, would I be surprised? No, because how hard it is for goalies to get inducted. But will he have his number retired in Boston? Absolutely.
Yeah, I thought he was going to get his number retired at some point. But Hall of Fame, like, maybe. I also feel like in Boston, for those of you, if you're not local, he is a very polarizing, people have a lot of polarizing opinions on him. You have people who really like him, and then you have people who think he's a bum. And there's no in between. So I feel like also, too, like, the reason why I think I didn't think Hall of Famer at the first, because I hear all these people like, oh, Tuukka, you suck, you're a bum, why, like, nonsense, but like, I don't know. I don't know how the stats of the other Hall of Fame goalies, how those stack up. You know, I know some of the names in there. I don't know if he's on that caliber, but again, it was a different time. So have there been any recent goalies in the Hall of Fame? And I know I'm asking a question that requires look up.
I will look it up. But I don't think he's a Hall of Famer. You think about the goalies that, you know, over the course of the NHL, you have your Patrick Waugh's, your Dominic Hasek's, your Marty Brodeur's, I don't know that he's there. I mean, when you look at even some of the names that are getting inducted into the Hall of Fame, there are some that Ed Belfour, I think, was the last one to get in 2011, if I'm looking at it correctly here.
Like, I'm trying to think.
Dominic Hasek, 2014. Dominic Hasek, 2014. Sorry.
So, I mean, like, it's been, what, 8 years since a goalie has been inducted to the Hockey Hall of Fame?
And I'm trying to think, like, who are the goalies right now? Like, you know, older Jim ones.
That was a goalie. I mean, he was a... So Jim Rutherford got inducted, but he got inducted as a GM, not as a player. So
yeah. The last goalie was Dominic Hasek.
No, wait, we got one. Roji Vachon. He played from 1967 to 1982. He had 350 wins, 293 losses, a 3 goals against. Wow, in that time frame. And an 896.
Sounds like my hut goalie.
Brodeur got inducted in 2018. But he's a shoo-in. So like that one right. That one absolutely makes sense. He finished playing in 2015, got Gary Bettman's in the Hall of Fame.
For what?
It says builder, but it's just like as a
handing up fair suspensions.
As a figure, I guess. Yeah, I don't think because you think about all of the goalies that played during that time frame, like the 90s and into the early 2000s, mid 2000s, that aren't in the Hall of Fame. If you're telling me three goalies have been inducted in the last, what did we just say, 8 years?
8 years, mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't think he does it. Has he ever been an overwhelmingly good goal? Like, has he ever been the best goalie in the league? Yes, he won the Vezina. He won the Vezina in 2014. I don't know if that's enough though. Is the goals against one, right? Jennings is the combined goals against. He won. They yeah. Him and Halak won that in 2020. Was only an All Star twice. Won the Vezina once. Won a Stanley Cup, quote unquote, in 2011. Now he was obviously not the starter, which, in my opinion, hurts him there. So I don't know.
I mean, after looking at these numbers there's only been 36 goalies inducted to the Hockey Hall of Fame.
Yeah, there's no way he gets it.
There's no, yeah, there's he, no way. He does get in. But does he get his number retired in Boston? Absolutely.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Probably. And you know what? That's probably deserved. I mean, maybe into the Bruins Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah.
Like, okay, that gets deserved. So to put it into perspective. Holy crap. Marty Brodeur, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 All-Star games.
And what, 4 Stanley Cups?
3 Stanley Cups, 4 Vezinas, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 Jennings trophies.
Yeah. And he was the last one inducted in 2018. He was the last one inducted.
If you get bored after a while, nominated, all those trophies.
Nominated for the Vezina, 97, 98, 01, 03, 05, 06, 07, 08, 10. Nominated for the Hart. Year. Nominated for the Hart. MVP of the league, 03, 04, 07. Like, that's incredible. That's the Hall of Fame goalie. You know?
But you also got to remember, this is Hockey Hall of Fame. So this is all of hockey. This isn't just NHL.
Still, no. Yeah, no, you're right. You're right.
So they look into how many gold medals have Marty Brodeur won, where Raskin never won a gold medal. He won a silver. I mean, it's, you know, you got to look to the wider spectrum of the whole hockey world outside of the NHL, you know?
Richie's going to get in the Hockey Hall of Fame for lighting up the Czech league.
Marty Brodeur, during the scoring era, 2.24 goals against. Jeez. He had a sub-2 in 97-98 and 96-97. Sub-2!
Yeah, but you also got to remember that New Jersey defense was ridiculous. Q-less.
Yeah, okay. All right, so 03, 02, 03, 03, 04. 2.02, 2.03. These numbers are bonkers.
Imagine playing against that knowing that you might score one goal.
Bonkers. And his commercials are great. His was it the Enterprise commercial? Oh, and he's traveling with the Stanley Cup, and he's got a whole van for his trophies. Like, those are great. Anyway, he's probably the greatest goalie of all time. So it might have been a tough comparison there.
at least you admit it.
But he had 2 golds, won a World Cup of Hockey, and they didn't medal in 06. That's surprising. Anyway, so I don't think he's a Hockey Hall of Famer. I think he could go on to be a coach or an ambassador to the game or something like that for Finland maybe, but not as a goalie. I think his number gets retired, and the Bruins even have a Hall of Fame? I realize that's a ridiculous question to ask, but I don't think they do.
I don't think they have a shrine that they have, like, I don't know if that's considered their Hall of Fame in the lower bowl suites there?
The bougie suites?
Yeah. I know they have, like, a shrine in there, but...
Yeah, no, they don't. They don't.
I don't know.
Jacobs so. Probably doesn't want to pay to have to... have the space made, or...
Do you think Bud Light got him the beer they promised him?
Wasn't there a stipulation he had to go to the playoffs and drink out of the cup?
Oh, yeah, he had to drink out a couple, like...
He had to win the cup, I think it was.
I don't know. I think him trying to... Come on, Bud Light, do the right thing.
Yeah. So we're all in agreement, I think, that the... That it's... It was nice to see him come back. I don't think anybody had huge expectations for him anyway. But it was nice to see him come back. Nice to see him get into the action and at least try to get in there.
It also helps that Swayman's been a brick wall, makes it sting a little less and kind of make it be like, okay, well maybe this is how things were supposed to go because that boy doesn't lose. So, okay, he loses like 8% of the time, whatever.
No, Swayman's been good. The goalies have been good. I think early in the show, way back to 20 minutes ago, Ryan said the team has been on a tear. Since Marchand has returned, I believe it's like 7-1-1,
yeah, something like that.
And they look good. They look complete. They look. I think guys, Jake DeBrusk has looked amazing over the last few weeks. The Hall
just comes to show you put anyone on that first line with Bergie and Marshy, they'll just tear it up.
Mm-hmm. Yep. No, you're not wrong. And the second line is starting to score. The third line is starting to chip in. Trent Frederick's had a couple of goals. Trent Frederick scored the goal, the first goal of the game I went to, ironically.
Oh my gosh, you must have been miserable. Oh my god, did you boo?
I didn't boo, but the first thing I thought of. Now here's me. My first wrong move was that I assumed Wabba was watching the game. But I assumed Wabba was watching the game, and as soon as he scored, I was like, oh god. Here it comes. It never happened. So now I just know you weren't watching the game because it would have if you were. But no, they've looked good and they've put themselves in a position where I have no freaking clue what I want them to do at the trade deadline.
Defense.
I have, okay, yes, they need defense. Yes, they're the hottest team in the league right now. Yes, they're, I don't know, 8-1, 8-1-1, which gives them points in 9 of their last 10. Fast math for me, thank you. But
what up, Jack?
I actually hate you. I quit now. I actually hate you for that one.
The second episode in a row, it's just going to be called I Quit. I swear, we really do like each other.
Yeah, yeah. So, oh, nobody cares about Wob anyways. Whatever. Whatever. Ever since he got the Bruins background and stopped going to Chili's, he's just got this attitude about him. I don't know. I don't know what's going on there.
By the way, so, what do you mean? So, dude, yesterday was Chili's birthday. I think I didn't have that on Friday. Come on.
Yeah, do you spend your whole Twitch paycheck on Chili merch?
I did look at the merch. I'm trying to get one of the hats.
Just a hat?
You're trying to get them to give it to you, or because you could just buy it, you know? You cheap. You cheapo.
Yeah, well, you know. No, I'm done. You know, I've got, you know, what, 300 Instagram followers. I'm pretty powerful over there. Maybe I can give a shout out if they're lucky.
That's a good point.
It's not. What stats are you looking up?
I'm not. I just got like 15 text messages. So I thought like somebody got hurt, but it was a group chat for a wedding I'm in. So it's just all the guys just chirping each other for no reason. Anyway, so the Bruins are the.
Oh, okay, no, we'll wait.
Yeah, no. I thought something was wrong. It's just I could just feel my watch like vroom, 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 vroom. That's like I don't know. Anyway, so Bruins points in 9 of their last 10. Hottest team in the league right now, sitting prime there in fourth place in the division still. Has separated themselves from the bottom four. Surprise to no one because those bottom four teams stink. And as of right now, they play the Panthers in the first round.
Oh, crap.
So I legitimately, I remember saying last episode that I was going to take some time, think about what I want them to do because I don't know. I'll tell you what, I've thought about it. I still have no clue what I want the Bruins to do coming up at the trade deadline. And I want to say a week. Is it a week? 10 days? Something like that.
At this time of us recording next week, trade deadline will be passed.
So it's Monday.
3 p.m. on Monday.
Monday the 21st.
Yep, 3 p.m.
So right now it's Monday the 14th. So we're a little under a week away, a week and some hours. I have no clue. I do not envy Don Sweeney at this exact moment. Because truthfully, I don't think you're one or two pieces away. I don't. You don't have the assets, in my opinion, to get two impactful players. So what are you going to do? Go out and get another Charlie Coyle? Like, your team is full of Charlie Coyles. Your team is full of role players. Do you have the assets to go out and bring in Phil Kessel and
Chychrun is the big one.
Chychrun's out. Chychrun just got hurt. He's out 2 to 4 weeks. He's out 2 to 4 weeks.
Sucks.
He just got hurt.
Oh yeah, dude. Arizona
just botched. They can't even get trade deadlines right. Lower body considered a top candidate to be traded. Josh Manson just got traded. Another guy that was reportedly like, think about it right. Think about it right now. Some of the names that have been thrown around: PK Subban and Phil Kessel. Do you have the assets to go get that?
And Keith Yandel.
Do you have the assets? Oh, so Yandel, that's a good one because I think they need a left-handed shot. So that's a good one. He's probably your top line left D. Ugh.
Probably. I'm 35 years old. I mean,
do you have the assets to even be able to get that? Kessel at 35 and Yandel at 35, both well beyond their prime. Kessel's eating hot dogs in Arizona. Like they probably would give him away. And do you even have the assets to get that? Do you have the cap? Do you have the maneuverability and the cap to be able to even do that? Even if they eat half the salary.
I mean, they've got to trade DeBrusk's value's high now, right? Like, I mean, he doesn't want
to be. Do you or do you ride it out and trade him during the offseason when he's a restricted free agent? Trade his rights at that point.
That's a good point.
I don't know that I'd trade DeBrusk right now.
But what if he doesn't continue to do well? And ideally, he should because he's playing with two amazing people, but
I think he's been fine, stellar. He's been on the power play. He's been playing on the top line. How are you going to trade that guy now? Unless he's still adamant that he wants to be traded. Now, yeah. I haven't heard anything from him or his agent saying that he does want to still be traded.
I think his agent came out saying that he still wanted to be traded.
Okay, so okay,
you trade his rights. You're right.
So, but I don't trade him now. Yeah. I trade his rights.
Yeah.
Wait till the off season, package it with a pick, and maybe move up a little bit. I think that's a decent way to look at DeBrusque. I mean, but then you need. So now you need what? Depth player? You need defense.
Defense is what you need. You need a left-handed shot.
Okay, so Keith Yandel, Chychrun, who's out. Mark Giordano, that's another guy that we talked about. How are you paying these guys? How are you going to afford these guys? P.K. Subban has been rumored, which I want to talk about, and that's something that I want to get to. But even just P.K. Subban, $8 million a year. New Jersey can eat half of that. $4 million. Now, if you make New Jersey eat half of that, you're giving up a first-round pick. Is it worth it? Do you have the assets to offset a first-round pick right now that you want to give up for P.K. Subban? Do you see what I'm saying? Like right now, the Bruins are in the worst possible situation.
Unless they want young defensemen back, I mean, you can.
Do you want to move?
You can either move a Khan or a Vakanainen.
I might move Vakanainen. I mean, you're gonna have to move a young whatever anyway, plus a pick. I would move one of those rostered clunk, those cluster of players that are on your roster right now. Your Trent Fredericks, your Thomas Nosek. Like you have the same player over and over and over. Curtis Lazar. Like you just have the same player over and over and over and over and over. So I don't know what you do. I really, really don't. I've been at a complete loss for I've been thinking about this for 5 weeks now. And I don't know.
I think defense is the easy answer because that's not just a short term need, that's a long term need.
But
so
is
you
it,
can
is it worth trade, it? Is it worth it? It
depends on the player, depends on the deal. And I know that's such a vague answer, but like what if you can get somebody who is under contract for, you know, 2, 3, 4 like maybe that it's worth it to have something that's, you know, something you can build off in the future, not like a rental, because I don't know if you want to bring in, you know, some 1 year old man, old GZ to, you know, be your top pair.
If you do that, then you're giving, you'd have to give up more. If you're trying to get, I mean, Chychrun is the right answer, but you're not even going to be in contention for that. There's no way. Yeah.
There are more desperate teams that are going to trade for him, and they're just going to – Arizona's going to fleece him like they've been, you know, taking everybody else to task for their whatever they've got.
The problem with the way the league's structured right now is, like, every team is, like, basically in it. Like, you look at the West, and it's like every team realistically could be in it. The Pacific Division right now, every team could be in it, minus the Kraken, maybe.
The team blows.
But, like, 68 points gets you into the playoffs. The Sharks have 59. I'd consider that in it. 9 points out.
That's wild. Crazy that they are even contention, just because I feel like I've heard negative things about the team all year.
And they have a winning record. I mean, Like, they're not great, but the Ducks have 64. You're in it. The Canucks have 65. You're in it. You go to the Central. 72 gets you in. The Jets have 64. The Stars have 67. So that leaves the Blackhawks and the Coyotes. And then you look at this division. I mean, the Red Wings, Sabres, Senators, Canadiens. Who's trading in the division? Like, so your division is in the worst shape, and they're not.
I thought Montreal was going to tank this year. What the hell are they doing?
Oh, they got Marty St. Louis behind the bench, and the whole team's like invigorated. I saw a video the other day of Marty St. Louis. They did like a coaches versus players thing. Marty St. Louis could probably suit up for the Canadiens and be a player coach. And be the best player on that team. Legitimately, their coach is their best player. I'm not like I'm being slightly sarcastic, but not really. That man is still disgusting at hockey.
I mean, I just remember like they like start then they start winning games and everyone's like, "Oh, come on, you guys are ruining your chances." And next thing I know, it's like, "Well, is this a team?"
They're 7-2-1 and they're still the worst team in the league, tied with the Coyotes.
Good.
They're 7-2-1 in their last 10. Still the worst team in the league.
Race to the bottom.
Worst goal differential in the league by quite a bit. And that's the Montreal Canadiens. They're competing for the worst team in the league with the Phoenix Coyotes, Arizona Coyotes, about to move into a whopping 4,500 seat stadium. Like that, Montreal should be embarrassed, but whatever. They don't have a goalie, so whatever. Who cares? But yeah, I'm at a complete loss. Like I personally don't think the Bruins are good enough. If you add a piece to make a run, you know, are you better than the Lightning? Add one. Add a defenseman. Add one defenseman. So add Keith Yandel. Are you better than the Maple Leafs?
You might be.
No. Are you better than the Lightning?
Yeah.
Please. Are you better than the Rain? Are you better than the Panthers?
Of course.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Now let's ask someone who knows what they're talking about. Ryan, are you better than the Maple Leafs, Lightning, or Panthers? If you add
Maple Leafs, yes.
If you add
Maple
Leafs, Maple Leafs will just, you know, find a way to lose it anyways. Lightning and Panthers, no.
That's just your division. That's strictly your division.
Oh, I know. Trust me.
Hurricanes, Panthers, Rangers, Rangers might be one of the best teams in the league, by the way. The Rangers are sneaky good. They play amazing defense. Their goalie. Say that goalie's name, Waba.
I know it.
Say his name.
Igor.
Say his name.
S.
Igor S. Shesterkin?
Some people call him Iggy.
That would be smart. That would be Iggy, actually. Iggy S. Iggy S, baby.
Shesterkin.
Young team. What? Rangers are a force kind of right now.
They're a wagon.
No. That's Tampa. Actually, Florida's a wagon. But that's just your division. Hurricanes. LOL. Avalanche. Although you did just wipe the floor on them the other day.
Which
is that my pickup, Giroux? Rumored.
That game frustrated the absolute living crap out of me.
No Marchand for that game too, right?
Right.
5-1.
That was Marchand's last. Yeah. I mean, and against Colorado, it was probably one of the better teams in the NHL, and the Bruins just struggled against what teams did they just play prior to that?
Oh, the Kraken.
Right. Hold on, I have it here.
Where Ottawa.
Because honestly,
they lost to the Islanders. They beat the Senators in OT.
Yeah, they barely beat the Senators, got smoked by the Islanders, lost to the Rangers in a shootout, which is fine. Barely beat Ottawa again, got smoked by Carolina and lost to Pittsburgh. And then they blow out Colorado, barely get past Seattle, beat San Jose, and then smoked LA. Like, this team frustrates me so much.
They do, but it kind of feels a little bit like they don't get up to play the bottom half of the league, which I hate teams like that.
Yeah,
I really, really do. They show up for the big opponents, and then they don't really show up. But I mean, I feel like that's just the game of hockey. I've been gambling a lot on the game of hockey over the last. Obviously, I drive to Rhode Island to place my bets, so you know, calm down, everybody. It's not illegal. Obviously, I drive all the way to Rhode Island to do it every time. And so,
yeah.
I mean, a ton of hockey, like. Probably shouldn't even admit it, but like OHL hockey, AHL hockey, like a ton of hockey. Best team doesn't always win.
Honestly, lately, take whoever the Bruins are playing +2. Because they can't.
Yeah,
they
can't put anybody
them.
Away. Yeah, you're right. You're not wrong.
What's your win percentage?
Me?
Yeah.
Prior to this week, I was honestly probably like 75%. Prior to this week, truthfully. And I'll do money lines, I'll do overs. I basically strictly bet on hockey. I'll do money lines. I'll do overs. I'll do 1.5s. I'll do some alternate lines sometimes every now and then. This week, though, like 10%. Not even kidding. Brutal week this week. Brutal week.
True degeneracy.
You're not kidding. I lost $150 this week. It was worse. I was down like almost 300, and I clawed back over the weekend. Yeah. Whew.
I respect that.
Who the Bruins got tomorrow? Chicago? Take Chicago +2.
Pound the over.
Depends on what it is. Life's too short to take the under anyway.
It's usually 5.5.
With the Bruins, it's usually 5.5. Actually, I can
tell
you. That's
such copium. Life's too short to take the under.
Life's too short to bet the under. You never heard that before?
It's a very common saying.
Motto right there.
Yeah, it's a very common saying amongst degenerates.
Well, I've been seeing a new side of my chakra.
I went to a bachelor party pretty recently. It was in February. We went up to New Hampshire, and what is there to do in New Hampshire? Like we shot guns one day. We deep fried a turkey, and we just drank, and like we all, unironically, we all gamble, and not all, but most of us. I think there were 12 of us, and I think like by the end, all 12 were placing bets. But like when it started, it was just like a few, and like I started explaining like how lucrative the AHL can be, because. No, you laugh. You laugh, but I'm telling you, if you're lucky enough to drive to Rhode Island every time to place your sports bets, look at the AHL. It'll be like so you look at like the Bruins game. Like right now, I'm sure that the Bruins are probably favored. They're probably -115, something like that on the money line. The Blackhawks are probably like 210. Would be my guess. Can you look it up, Big Country? Because if I'm close, I'm ridiculous.
If that's it.
The Bruins Blackhawks are tomorrow. I would say the Bruins are probably -110. Hawks are probably +205. That'd be my guess. Right now. Anyway, the over under is probably probably 5.5. I bet the over is -110, and the under is probably like +105, something like that. And then the Bruins will be +1.5 or -1.5 because they'll be the favorite. So they'll be -1.5. They'll be like +110 minus Blackhawks will be +1.5 minus, I don't know, whatever, 2 something.
Yeah, there's money in the AHL, the Dorchester.
So when you go to the my point is when you do the 1.5, so you look at the 1.5s. Actually, I placed a bet today, and I placed it like, this is not a joke, it was on the OHL. I took the Hamilton Bulldogs, they were +145, money line +145. I logged in at 6:30 to check the bets. They gave me back my money because they said it was a bad line. It was like Hamilton +145 is a bad line. They changed it to -320. I'm like, yeah, you think you screwed that one up a little bit, I would say.
What'd you say the Bruins was?
I'm guessing that the Bruins will be, money line will be -110, Blackhawks +205.
Bruins -175, whoa! Blackhawks +150.
Whoa, that's big money.
Over under 6.
-110 for the over.
For the over is -105, under is -115.
Pretty good, right, Waba? Bruins -1.5 +145.
145.
Blackhawks +1.5, -205. -205.
No, -170.
Not bad. I mean, those are pretty decent numbers.
Yeah.
So you look at those numbers, and then you look at the AHL, and it'll be like the Springfield Thunderbirds, is by the way one of the best teams. Oh no, the Chicago Wolves, they're the best team in the league, will be -105, -1.5. It'll be like +260. So it's like you bet $100, you win 260. Where in this one, you take in the NHL, it's like plus, what did you say it was? +105, +110 for the 1.5.
Yeah.
So it's like it's double in the AHL because nobody bets it, so the lines don't shift, the lines don't change. So that it, oh, there's money to be made there, man. I'm telling you. So I go to this bachelor party. I'm telling these people, they're like, you're such a degenerate. You bet on AHL hockey. I'm like, it gets worse. I bet on OHL hockey too. And they're like, no way. By the end of the weekend, this is not a joke. We were there Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. By Saturday night, one of the guys came to me. He was like, hey, what's your AHL lock of the night tonight? What, like, who you taking tonight in the AHL? Because I was explaining, they just kept seeing me win. So I was explaining to, I then was giving away locks of the week. Pretty much all, not this week, but the week before that, to the guys in the group. Just telling them who I thought was going to win. And guys on our site started catching on, on our book in Rhode Island, started catching on, and they started betting AHL. Like, and now everybody, like, I know like 15 people who bet AHL hockey now. It's amazing. It's an epidemic.
You taking a cut on that?
No. I don't set it up.
Imagine, it's free, dude.
Just free,
take
free
a percentage.
Money. Free money. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm just a nice 10% guy. Of whatever they're betting.
Yeah, but I don't want to give them 10% of whatever they lose either. So
I'm going to.
That's how it works. You get 10% of the bet.
No, I know, but I don't run the book.
Fine, I will. Tell me the locks, and I'll tell them, and I'll charge them money.
That's illegal. Can't do that. You're gonna have to move. You're gonna have to move.
Just go to Connecticut.
Yeah, you have to move to Connecticut or.
Oh, I was thinking like
Rhode Island, New Hampshire. I think it's legal too.
Yeah, Massachusetts is the only state that it's not.
For now. Encore has a sports book set up. It's built.
Encore's had a sports book since they've opened.
No. They had an area for it. They had an area for it.
They're ready for anything.
They had an area for it, but it wasn't set up. Now it's like fully set up. Like they're just like waiting for it to pass so they can turn the lights on and go. It's amazing.
That's amazing.
I'm going to Foxwoods this weekend for a bachelor party.
Send you my bets. Put them in.
For March Madness.
I'll send you my bets. Put them in.
Probably won't put a single bet on basketball, but I'll probably bet hockey all weekend.
Give me the Springfield Thunderbirds -1.5 all weekend. Don't even know who they're playing. Give them to me. The Utica Comets, Ontario Reign, Bakersfield Condors. Give me them all. Now I know all the HL
Manitoba
teams.
Manitoba Moose is like +210 tomorrow night.
See that? He already knows. Who they playing?
I think the Utica Comets.
No, don't take that. Utica's better. Utica's one of the best teams in the league. Pound the money line. I'm telling you. It's a thing. I'm going to start a new betting, AHL betting show.
You should.
Well, I got to log back in.
All six people that bet AHL. It'll be all the guys I went to the bachelor party with and Ryan listening.
Yeah, and you guys will just be multimillionaires in a year.
Anyway, we got way off track here with AHL bets. Trade deadline. Are we all in agreement, or do either of you have a thing to go? Like, I understand defensemen. Give me names. Give me something. Give me anything.
I just found out Chychrun was injured right now.
Honestly, like, I'm looking at the list that's, like, kind of – so they got, for defense, Justin Braun, who
– righty.
Yeah. Ben Sherratt, who Montreal Canadiens won't trade with Boston. Chychrun, who's now hurt. Klingberg in Dallas, who he's a righty, isn't he?
Klingberg's a righty. Also a young, talented player. They're not going to move him. Hampus Lindholm. Teams reportedly linked. Tampa, New York, Boston, Florida, Toronto.
Which, he wouldn't be too bad. He's 28. He's still kind of on the younger side of than what's out there. Colin Miller from the Sabres. Buffalo send everyone.
Righty,
back
though.
To Boston. Damon Severson from New Jersey.
Righty.
Is he a righty?
Yep.
PK Subban and Keith Yandel.
So Subban's a righty also, isn't he?
So it's Subban's a righty, yeah. So it's Yandel.
Lindholm.
Lindholm. Is Calvin DeHaan, is he a righty or a lefty? I think he's a that one I actually don't know.
I don't know.
I'm normally good at this stuff, but I don't know about DeHaan. Lefty. $4.5 million there. He's 30. I like Lindholm. Giordano is available. 38 years old though.
There's another
I don't want an older D-man.
28, 5.205.
You guys hear about the Zdeno Chara on the Islanders? That might be available.
Boston has reportedly inquired about Calvin DeHaan. So I mean, I guess there are some names out there. Teams interested. So this is where it gets interesting to me. Teams reportedly linked to Jake DeBrusk. Arizona, Edmonton, Seattle, San Jose, Anaheim. That's interesting to me because then you might be able to make something work with Arizona or Seattle. Edmonton's going to be buyers. Arizona and Seattle are going to be sellers. San Jose is in a similar spot where they need to make a decision. Anaheim, I guess, are going to be sellers if Lindholm is – actually, they just traded Manson today. So they're going to be sellers. They're considering themselves out of it. So they're going to be sellers. So they have Raquel on the – they have Raquel reportedly moving, Lindholm. Chychrun, man. How do you get hurt?
They can't help themselves, dude.
How do you get hurt?
If you want to trade him, don't play him or
That's brutal. Brutal. Justin Braun is actually a good one. 1.8. That's what they'll do. That's exactly what they'll do. Right in his description, serviceable bottom pair defenseman with plenty of experience, and some contending teams will look at as the trade deadline approaches. That's what they'll do. That's another Charlie Coyle.
At least they're consistent.
I don't think we need forwards though.
No. Justin Braun is a defenseman.
Oh, I don't want Braun. No, he's too old. I don't want no old fart on my team right now.
I'm just telling you, that's what they're going to do. That's what's going to happen. They'll bring in Phil Kessel.
Yes.
At 34 and 6.8 mil. They'll trade their
Khan and a first-round draft pick for Patrick Kane. Do it.
Brock Besser's on the – Brock Besser reportedly on the – on the move. Teams reportedly linked. Montreal.
Oh, disgusting.
You know the Bruins could have Brock Besser? Did
just trade Toffoli to Vancouver?
I don't know. Did he sign there?
Toffoli got traded from Montreal to Vancouver.
Did he?
And now they're going to trade Besser to Vancouver?
No, it just says reportedly linked. It doesn't say.
What is this NHL?
Wait, did he get traded? I didn't know he got traded.
Have some respect for yourself. Stop trading people to Montreal.
Toffoli got traded to Calgary.
Oh, is it Calgary? I thought it was...
I was going to say, Toffoli going to Vancouver makes no sense. He got traded to Calgary. Jeff Petrie's on this list. And I'll tell you what, not so much this year because Montreal blows. But the last, like, 2-3 years, he's been actually a serviceable piece.
I'm sure he's better than his numbers reflect. I mean, look at Taylor Hall once he got out of that hellhole.
Well, no. If you look at his, like I said, this year he's been putrid. But I want to say, if you look at it, I want to say last year, 55 games played, 42 points plus 6. I'll take that. 40 points the year before, 46, 42. Like, this year he's got a whopping 14. He was a minus 30, though.
Ooh. That's ugly.
He's been in Montreal a long time. 2014.
Oh, God, no wonder he stinks.
Edmonton before that. That's another guy that I would look at. But you, like I just said, you know, I just told you who they're going to get. I can't remember who it was. Nick Leddy's on this list, too. Another left-handed defenseman. Old, though.
Maybe they can trade for Martin St. Louis.
Travis Dermott.
Chicago. They're from Montreal.
Who?
Trade for Martin St. Louis. Montreal. Oh, yeah. For the coach. Playing.
Have him suit up. I'm telling you, they're their best player.
That's the brush for St. Louis.
He really is their best player. That team is bad. He really is. DeHaan. DeHaan would be who I would circle right now. Calvin DeHaan. That's a name I like. Games. Plays that big style, too, because he plays for the Islanders. So he plays that shut-him-down style. But, again, I don't know if I want them to sell the farm. I don't know if I want them to give up a bunch of pieces. I don't know that they're good enough to be able to – unless they're going to bring in – if they're going to bring in Giroux and Chychrun, okay. And I understand how that's never going to happen. I understand that. But if those are the two moves that they're going to make, okay, you know what? I'm in. Count me in for that. But unless you're going to do that, I don't know. I don't know. And then what will happen is they'll do nothing, and then I'll complain that they did nothing because that's just what I do. That's who I am.
That's what we do, yeah.
But I don't know. I'm so torn because I want them to do something, but I just feel like whatever they're going to do is not going to be enough.
I feel like that every single year. I'm like, why don't you do something? And they do something. I'm like, that's not good enough.
Yeah, no. Yeah, it is. I just want them to
get the sexy name.
The Charlie Coyle year. Now, we say that, and then the year they brought in Rick Nash, I didn't love that either. So, but it's like, I don't know. It's, I don't know. It's, I guess it's tough to please me, I guess. I don't know. But it's just, I don't know. I've been stuck here for weeks scratching my head on what I want them to do. Like, I agree. I want them to make a move, but I don't want them to give up everything. I don't want them to give up anything. I'm like a stubborn NHL player right now. I'm like, I'll take Giroux, but you have to take this 17-year-old kid that nobody's ever heard of, and that's it. It doesn't match your trade block? I don't care. Take it anyway. Who cares?
All you have is salary. It's fine.
Oh, I'll throw in Trent Frederick.
2028 third rounder.
I'll throw in a 2029 sixth rounder.
Yeah.
Here we go. That should work. So I don't know. I mean, I am hopeful that they make a move. I am. I do hope that they will bring in somebody, some piece, and I hope that it's at least – I just hope it's not a third liner. If they bring in a forward, give me a top six guy. If they bring in a defenseman, give me a top two. I'll settle for a top four because I realize that's probably what's going to happen. But I would really like them to give me a top two. You know, build get someone that you can utilize the next couple years.
Sounds like, well, when's it, when you said the deadline is? Next week?
The 21st at 3 p.m.
Yeah, week from today.
So if we record next week, we're going to have our answers.
We will.
So that's actually exciting that we can be able to react to what happens or what doesn't happen.
Yeah, so we'll do a trade deadline special, and it'll be a little more broad. It'll be mm-hmm. probably all trades, not just the Bruins, because we know that I won't be able to talk about I already forgot his name.
DeHaan.
No, DeHaan's who I want them to get, but who they really will get is the 38-year-old that's worth $1.5 million. I can't even think of who it was now. Justin Braun. That's who they'll get. Yeah, so I can only talk about Justin Braun for so much. Did he play for Carolina a few years? Bet he did. I'll put money on that one. Over under, Wobble. What are you taking?
I think he played in Anaheim, if I'm not mistaken.
Justin Braun.
He played at Philly. I think he started his career in Philly. Got traded to Anaheim.
Why are you a Justin Braun expert?
I mean, I just know hockey.
San Jose to Philly. That's it.
San Jose. I knew it was West Coast.
Who did I say? Oh, Carolina. I'm thinking of Justin Falk.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking of. He's with St. Louis now. He started with Carolina. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm thinking of. Got my Justins confused. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yep. Carolina, St. Louis. Well, what can you do? Justin time.
Oh, Jesus. Just incredible.
Either way. So anything else you guys want to talk about here before, or do you want some more trade talk? What are you thinking? What are you feeling in the mood for?
I just don't want the Bruins to trade for Subban, even if it makes sense.
Right.
I don't
want
that to happen.
That's right. I've heard that there's some steam coming along here, with PK Subban potentially coming to Boston, and I actually did want to ask you directly about that one. Well, I've already answered, Ryan. Would you be welcome to that? Do you want that? Do you not want that? What do you think that locker room looks like with him and Marchand in it?
Oh my gosh, dude.
What are you thinking? I can see you shaking your head in disgust, but the people listening can't see that.
Ah, it's so tough. Like, I know he's like a, I mean, he is a good defenseman, but like him starting his career in Montreal, everyone in Boston hating him. Yeah, then, I mean, when he was in Nashville, I didn't really mind him too much. And then now he's in New Jersey, we're seeing him a little more. Like, do I think he would fill a role that we're missing? Like, would he be better than Forbert out there?
Yes, but different sides of the ice, but yes.
So who would he replace?
He'd be your third line right D.
That's Clifton. Such an expensive right defender.
Clifton. Because you think about
yes.
it, he's not.
Then yeah. Yeah. If he's going to replace Clifton, yeah.
Right? Because he's not going to replace McAvoy.
I'm in.
He's not going to replace McAvoy. He's not going to replace Carlo.
Carlo. Yeah. If he's going to replace Clifton, yeah, I'm in.
Or someone switches hands and he goes to your second pair. He becomes your second pair and Carlo goes offhanded or whatever. He's on your power play.
If he's going to replace Clifton, yeah.
He's also on your power play. He'll probably
second
be,
power play
probably
unit.
Be on
that's
your
fine.
Second power play.
I can't do it. Like I don't. When I say I hate him, I don't mean as a person. I don't know him as a person. I'm sure he's fine. He seems funny. I can't as a player. You cannot put him here. There's so much bad history with that player and this team. And I don't mean like oh they're gonna get in fights. Maybe they will. Maybe Marchand and him just drop the gloves during a game. Same team. Who knows? But I can't. Even fathom like the team like we boo people we like. Okay, like I remember one of my friends, he's like, oh my gosh, like why were they booing at the Red Sox game? I'm like, oh, because they were playing well. He's like, oh man, I'd hate to see what you do to the Yankees. Like, can you imagine the amount of crap he would get? Like, people wouldn't welcome him. They'd probably he's an enemy here.
See, I think he's always been the type of player. He's to me, he's like Marchand, where if he's not on your team, you hate him, but if he's on your team, you love him.
You love him, yeah.
And so I think I would welcome it because I would love to see I wish I could be a fly on the wall for the locker room dynamic between him and Marchand, because him and Marchand had some pretty bad blood when he was in Montreal, and they saw each other, you know, 13 times a year, whatever the hell it was. And so I think I would love to be a fly on the wall for that, and two, the social media content that you would get from Marchand and PK Subban in the same locker room, like once they get over it. Like I picture like I'm rewatching Sons of Anarchy right now because well, the show's amazing. And like whenever like a one guy, whenever like one I don't want to say gang member because that's not right. Whenever one brother doesn't agree with the other brother, they just like have a fist fight and then they hug it out when they're done. Like that's what I picture happening. And then like they'll just become like it'll be like the second coming of like the Pasta and the Bear like webisodes that you used to see where it's like Marshan and Subban just like going around town doing dumb stuff together. Like that's what I picture it being. Like they'll just have it out, get a couple black eyes, maybe a bloody nose, and then they're just like then they'll just be boys and they'll just be hanging out and. You know, doing fun stuff. I'll see him holding hands, skipping down Calm Ave together.
So you want that, but you don't want our goalies to hug?
No, screw that. Jeez. If they had fought first, I'd be all about the hug. If like the first time that it came out and like the first time that Swamming got the start over Omar, if Omar like walked up to him and just sucker punched him at his stall, and then they started hugging, I'd be for it.
You gotta have the down before the up. But
yeah, we need controversy before we have the goods. You know what I mean?
I don't know. I can't. There's something wrong about that. I'm just. Well, I was gonna say I'm imagining a Subban Bruins jersey, but we already had that. we did get one.
We did.
Yeah, we did.
I don't know.
I would welcome it at the right price. I would welcome it because he improves your team on the ice. I think ultimately that's all we really care about, obviously. But he would improve your team on the ice. And I guess, it's just like everything else. At what expense? Now, to me, it feels like New Jersey will look at it as what he's done, where I look at it more as, like, what have you done for me lately? And his production has severely dropped off. Like, he used to be an offensive threat. Now he's just an offensive guy. But his production, he's still a pretty good defender. He's a little dirty. But I don't know. I would take him at the right price, I think, and that's probably how I feel about the entire trade deadline. Is I would take this guy, but at the right price.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'd sell the farm for Brock Besser, but I wouldn't for PK Subban. So it all depends on what it is. Like a mid round pick and a mid tier player. Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Eat some of that salary. Sure, absolutely. Free agent at the end of the year probably won't be here anyway. Probably go wherever his brother is. Which is
Vegas, right? No.
No.
Is he in Chicago now?
Oh, I think he was in Chicago, but he is somewhere because I saw that he was playing. I saw Buffalo.
Oh my god! How the hell did he end up there? That sucks.
He's in Rockford right now. So that's Chicago.
Wait, him down. Wasn't he good in Vegas?
So that's Chicago. Wait, no, that's Chicago. Rockford, Chicago. So maybe he's in Chicago. I could have just sworn I saw him in a Buffalo jersey. Oh, well, I guess it doesn't really matter. Tampa Bay Lightning. Yeah, no, he did. He is. He's in Buffalo.
Yeah.
He got traded by the Blackhawks to Buffalo Sabres for future considerations. December 2nd. And he played December 4th. So his Wikipedia page isn't up to date. But he's on Buffalo. So the two Subban brothers up in Buffalo.
Send him up there.
Hanging with Jack. Hanging with Owen Power next year.
Oh, yeah. I was going to retire before he's a player.
Yeah. He'll go play a fifth season. He'll redshirt a fifth season.
He'll go to the OHL so he can bend on his knees.
Yeah, true. You're probably right. Anything else you guys want to discuss? We push the hour mark, so this is what we do best here. Fill time. So anything else you guys want to talk about?
I don't think so.
That's it for me.
All right, so next week we'll meet. It'll be a 20-minute episode. We'll talk about the trade deadline, and we'll all move on with our lives, right?
Yeah. So then we'll probably spend 40 minutes talking about ourselves.
So I'll see you guys in, I don't know, month and a half maybe.
Yeah, we'll talk about the trade deadline
just before the playoffs. Just before the playoffs start, we'll talk.
Yeah, we'll talk about the trade deadline in 3 weeks.
How
about that trade deadline?
And someone else is suspended.
Yeah, right.
Anyway,
PK Subban gets suspended in a Bruins sweater.
That'd be something. First game suspended.
Right.
Wabba.
Yes.
Lay it on us.
If you want to hang out with me, can find me at twitch.tv/wobbleplays. This week, Wednesday, the next 2 weeks, GWC. It's a big NHL 22 tournament. Come cheer me on. I need to make top 32.
Is it via HUD again?
It is.
Ugh. Yeah. Versus.
What if versus is for filthy casuals? All right.
Yeah, but at least I don't have to play all year to have a good team. I can just fire up my versus.
Show up and play.
No,
yeah.
I want a matchup against like these 12-year-old kids who just got the game. They've got a silver team. That's who I want to match up against. If you want to see 25 of those matches, you can come to twitch.tv/wildplays and watch me.
See, I'd like to sign up, but I don't have the time, the patience, the mental fortitude to play all season and make my team. Like I'd be the guy with a silver team playing against guys full of like 99 McDavids, and it's like, this isn't fun for me.
It's fun for me.
Yeah, yes, okay, you're not better than me, but yes, you'll beat me because you have the cards, and
I'm okay with that. I want the dub.
I forget who it was, but one of the guys paid someone to farm his team. Like, that's what I need to do.
Yeah, okay.
It didn't happen. No, it happened. It was either last year or the year before. One of the top players.
It was 2 years ago, wasn't it?
One of the top players. I can't even remember who it was.
I can't, but I'm going to abstain.
Yeah, I know the name. I'll tell you when we stop recording.
Oh, I don't care. You can say it. Who gives a crap? Whatever. But I know that happened. He farmed his team. He had a guy play for him all year, every day, all day, to farm his team, get the coins, get the players. That's what I need. Like a little protege. I'm sure I could find. I bet I could pay Waba enough money to do it.
Enough money? How much you got on you?
And he had like sponsors and stuff too. I remember him. I remember this guy had sponsors, and like the sponsors would give him like $100 or whatever every 2 weeks, so they could get one of those packs and he could get the collectibles. And he wasn't even playing on his own.
Sounds like outsourcing.
Ryan, where can we find you? Don't call it a comeback, Mr. Ryan Twitch Daily. Where can we find you?
Find me Twitch, YouTube, TikTok, Instagram. All Big Country 7814.
Why the return to Twitch? I know I asked via your stream, but I want you to tell listeners.
Well, see, now I've been out of work for the last month and a half.
Mm-hmm, yep.
I mean,
with a
YouTube
non-contact injury.
Dude, it's so frustrating that it's just not healing. But we could talk about that in the next episode. It's just, wanted to give it a shot, see what kind of what the GTA community had for me on Twitch, and they've been nothing but welcoming with open arms and very supportive.
I don't understand the GTA stuff. Like,
because you have no imagination.
No. I have imagination. I just don't understand how it works. Like, I was watching him play the other day, and he was buying a four-wheeler or something, and the store clerk was an actual person. So how does this work? Like, this dude like just stands in this store for hours waiting for people to come in, like he's an actual employee? Like, I don't understand how this works.
So everyone you interact with there is an actual person. There's a person behind, behind the character. There's, they could be anywhere from, one person in the city to 96 people in the city. Okay, so, and everybody can.
How does the cops and robbers thing, like, how do you get even set up for that?
You got to apply. You got to go through an academy. You got to go through a cadet training. It's like.
You are kidding me.
No, I'm not at all. You're like, if you want to rob a bank, you got to learn how to, crack the safe and drill the safes. And, you got to make sure you get the right equipment and so that you have the ability to, crack the
code.
Now,
is this all set up through the game? Like, it's not like a.
Yeah. There's a whole development team that puts everything in. So
for the whole cops, like the cops and robbers thing is cool to me. Like you can just go out and like patrol the streets. Like that's cool to me.
Yeah.
But I don't understand. Like it almost looks like, how like you could do mods in computer games. Like that's what it looked like.
That's what it feels like. It's a giant mod.
Done by the developers or somebody like created it?
Done by the developers.
That's wild.
So there is like.
No wonder why they haven't come out with a new game in 15 years.
They don't need to when people are just making cities like this and just growing cities and growing communities and people to interact with each other from all over the world.
This is how I know I'm getting old, because it makes no sense to me. I log on and play my 3LG game. I don't even play, like, outside of LG really anymore. I log on, play my 3LG games, and that's it. I'm done for the week. Like, my brain's fried. I can't sleep for 2 days because of the adrenaline I get from playing League.
Best
games.
Thing I ever did was quit LG.
Oh, I love it. I probably won't play both consoles, but because that's a lot. But oh, I love it. I love it. Live for it.
I can't put up with the BS anymore.
Oh, I love it.
I'm too old.
Give it to me all. I'm also super easygoing. I just sign up for my games, and whenever I have to play. I don't care who I play against or. I can play the best team in the league or the worst team in the league. I could care less. I'm just out here having fun. Out on the sticks, you know what I'm saying? Hanging with the boys.
I'm tired of these, like, 18-year-olds being like, oh, you're trash. And I'd be like, buddy, I was ranked top in the world before you were even born, so shut the hell up.
Yeah, but they got the young thumbs now.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah, young thumbs that don't know how to freaking read a play to save their lives, but, you know.
Because they text so much.
Yeah.
They got good thumbs.
Yeah.
Real quick thumbs. Anyway, I appreciate the GTA rundown. I am gonna watch more because it really I don't understand it and I want to. So,
but I mean, it's literally like just watching a TV show, pretty much.
Yeah, no, I feel like I watch Cops when I'm watching you, watching you cruise the streets. I blew. Oh my god, it was so crazy. So the guy was like, he was a real guy. Sold him a freaking ATV. I'm like. This guy is going to get hired? Like, what the hell's going on right here? Just hangs. Yeah. He's working an eight-hour shift and move on? Like, he sits in front of his Xbox for 8 hours, and then he's just working. And then he goes to work.
And then he goes to his job.
Then he goes to a car dealership. It's like The Office. It's like The Office where Dwight creates his second life, and he's also a paper salesman, but he can fly.
Pretty much.
All right, you can find more of this nonsense content on BostonSportsSyndicate.com. Shout out to them for producing or powering the episode. You can see all their stuff on their website or their Twitter at BostonSportsSYN. You can check us out on Twitter at BBNGPodcast. If you feel as though you want to go to a Bruins game, you can head to SeatGeek.com, save yourself $20 off a $50 purchase or more by using code BSS at checkout. If you want to get yourself ready for summer, you can go to Manscaped.com, get yourself a little trimmer, maybe a nose hair, maybe a below-the-belt hair, whatever you need to do. Use code BSS, save yourself 20%, and get yourself free shipping across the United States. Ryan, Waba, thank you for putting up with me again for an hour. See you guys in 5 weeks. And I appreciate you guys for listening. We'll catch you next time.
Peace. Woo.